Gator, you mentioned, and a texter mentioned Ms. Kim as a champ for winning the Evian.
Like the water?
How about Chris Goderup? I never heard of him before. He actually played in the Rocket. And
the guy who won the Scottish Open?
Won the Scottish Open because, you know, when you think of the great colleges for college golf, the great schools of, you always think of Rutgers. He went to Rutgers. He's won the Scottish Open. So way to go, Scarlet Knights.
Representing the Garden State.
Representing the Big Ten.
Well, that too.
But, damn right.
Yeah, you know, state that's known as the Garden State. I would hope that's they have excellent greens.
You would think so.
Excellent golf courses.
Yes, they do. Baltusrol, there's a few great ones over there in New Jersey.
Yeah, I did. I was watching the Scottish Open for a little bit, and then I turned to something else. I don't know, it was Tiger baseball, probably. And then when I flipped back, I saw that he was being interviewed by Amanda Baleonis afterwards. So I guess this guy won. I don't know anything about this guy. And she asked him one question, and immediately the guy was done. Like he couldn't talk because she noticed like he was kind of, his voice wasn't necessarily trembling, but you could tell it meant a big deal for him.
Right.
She goes, "Why are you so emotional? Why does this mean so much to you?" And he couldn't formulate words. He just broke down. And then he apologized, and she's like, "Oh, you don't have to apologize." And I always find that interesting, you know, because I think we've all been in that vulnerable situation where you just can't form words together. Like I always find that with guys, if guys get emotional, they can't talk.
I know.
Women get emotional, they cry and they form complete sentences. And I'm like, wow, how on earth are you? Like, I've never been able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If I ever shown emotion, I'm like, I cannot, I need to compose myself for several minutes before I'm able to come back out in front and say something.
Well, you know, if I was being interviewed by the lovely Amanda, I might be emotional too.
Oh my. Look at that. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number if you'd like to text us as well. It's the same number. We're getting some more feedback coming this way. This weekend showed exactly what they need. Starting pitching sucked. Bullpen imploded spectacularly, and the offense was largely shut down. All three need to be addressed equally. I don't trust anyone in the pen, not Vest, not Tommy, not Holton. They need, at the very least, two bullpen arms, probably more.
Agree.
I don't agree with all. I agree with the last part. They need at least two, at the very least, two bullpen arms. That I agree with. What I'd say, I don't trust anyone in the pen. I trust Will Vest. I trust Tommy Canely. May not trust Holton as much, but just because Canely's had three rough outings in his last six, I'm not going to discount the previous 30 that he's had to start the season. And Will Vest is the same way. Will Vest has been very, very good. He's had a couple of rough outings. That's it. The starting pitching sucked. Okay. Yeah, I agree. It did. You think we need to rework it?
No.
I mean, all three need to be addressed equally is what this unnamed texter said.
I disagree with that. Could you use another top-of-the-line starter if one somehow became available? Sure. But when Jack Flaherty arguably is your fourth starter, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah. And he might be the key second half of the season. If he's able to get back to the form that he had last year, and he's getting there. He's not there yet. He's like I said, each game he's kind of getting closer to that, but he's still not there. He needs to have an outing where he goes six shutout innings for me to feel like that. But if he gets back to that point where he's the guy who's got that sub three ERA, that could go so far with this team, with a team that's already got the best pitcher in baseball and guys like Mize, who's pitching really well, and Reese Olson and limited starts. He's pitched well. Really like to see that. Bless you, bless your hearts if you think Scott will give up his precious prospects for win now players. He's building for 2030, not for 2025. He'll stand pat or, quote, improve on the margins. Well, I guess the precious prospects, as he says. If I'm looking at the Tigers organization, I'm looking at their precious prospects. Yeah, I don't want to trade Max Clark.
Or McGonagall.
McGonagall. I don't want to trade Briseño. I don't want to trade Bryce Rainer.
That's it.
And that's really it. Right. The other guys are, you know, kind of fair game. Lorenzo, I already said, okay.
Yeah.
Jace Young, sure.
Lee.
How you leave, if you want to look at him as a prospect. And I guess he can because he's still very young. And he's at the AAA level.
And he's doing very well there.
He's doing okay. Yeah, he is I believe his OPS is like 770, something like that. He's doing all right.
Yeah.
And he's running a bit. There are only four guys that I would say absolutely, actually probably five. There's a fifth one is the
Max Anderson.
Not Max Anderson. I think he's tradable, and yet maybe Max Anderson should be talking about more about being not tradable because he has been so good. Completely unheralded, even though he was a second round pick. He's playing at double A right now, and he's doing awfully well with an OPS well into the 900s. But the other guy I was thinking of was Chris Rodriguez, who's like a 17-year-old international signing they have, who's, you know, way at the lower leagues, the lower levels they have right now. But, you know, I do think that Scott Harris would entertain trades for Chase Young or for Lorenzo. If need be. I mean, it depends what you're getting in return.
Right. I mean, they might trade, you know, Barisal if they got something amazing.
Please stop with Badu. He's a 4A player. He's no good, and we've seen him play out repeatedly.
Thank you. Thank you.
I tend to think the Tigers have a lot of the 4A players, and I think that Akil Badu is the top of the list of the 4A players. I've seen enough of him with the Tigers. Would some other team want to have him because he's...
No!
Hang on. Understand what I'm saying. You can't say no until you hear the whole part.
You're right.
Okay? If you were to add him with another player, a better prospect, because another team that's a bad team in baseball that has nobody, would they want that 4A player just to help fill out the roster to ensure that they get somebody else?
Maybe.
That's why I say...
So basically, we'll give you, you know, prospect A, but you have to take Akil Badu to make the trade.
Right, because they want to create some room because they've got enough guys and they're matriculating forward, but they get to the AAA level and they're met with a brick wall because there's, you know, five guys that are 4A players. They need to start moving on from some of those guys. If you can trade them away, great. Otherwise, it's DFA time.
He's cleared waivers. Nobody wants him.
That's also a good point. An excellent point from you. Look at Stoney showing up. My champ is Paws for all his funny signs behind the plate. My chump is everyone in Metro Detroit who thinks this series was the end all and be all. Ashton and Livonia. Did you see any of the signs Paws was doing?
I saw one of them that I can't remember. It was pretty funny, though. Oh, well, he did something about the Supersonics.
One was bring back the Supersonics.
The other one was they should have given Marshawn the ball.
Yeah. I thought those were actually pretty funny.
Yes.
Those are the two signs that I saw.
Yeah.
I give Paws credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
Yeah.
The record says otherwise, but the Tigers are not a World Series team. The pitching is good, not great. The bullpen is a mess, and we lack professional hitters. This team needs significant improvement to truly contend for anything other than a crappy division title.
Well, yeah, Well, I'm not going to go that far, but I will agree if they don't improve their bullpen, they're not going to get to the World Series or win it. However, I'm going to contradict myself. In this sport, when you get to the playoffs, anything can happen.
So when the Tigers are 15-6 against the American League East, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. When they're 17-13 in interleague play, is that okay?
They haven't played who? They've played a lot of.
They played the Dodgers.
They played the Giants.
Yeah, they got swept by the Dodgers. Right. So now they're 17-10 against the rest of the National
League. They haven't played the National League East with the exception of Washington. That's
coming up.
Correct.
Which will be
to
see.
First week in August.
I guess my point is this team has beaten plenty of good teams. Not only are they 15-6 against the East.
They beat the San Diego Padres pretty significantly.
They beat Seattle earlier in the year.
Yes.
Yes, they lost to Houston. They lost to the Rangers. Those are two good teams. But they went out and they beat the Cubs.
Yeah, the Cubs good.
They beat Milwaukee.
Milwaukee's pretty good.
St. Louis,
that's it.
The 51-46 are above 500.
Yeah.
They beat the Padres. They beat the Giants.
Yeah. Who they beat is irrelevant in this discussion because they've beaten some good teams and they've lost to some good teams. Nobody's saying that this weekend is make or break point of this season, because it's baseball. If you pay attention, you see what happens to teams that you probably consider better than the Tigers.
Now, when he says they lack professional hitters, that's part where I'll agree on that to a point.
Because they strike out too much.
The strikeouts don't bother me as much if you're going to balance that with walking more, and they haven't walked as much as I'd like to see them walk. They've got too many guys in this team that just don't draw walks. I had to look back at it, but I think Dylan Dingler is one of those guys that just doesn't draw walks. Kerry Carpenter doesn't draw walks. Javi Baez doesn't draw walks. The guys who draw walks are, and I think Riley Green is another one who doesn't draw a ton of walks. The guy who draws walks is Gleyber Torres.
But they're not swinging at bad pitches.
No,
where you would.
They're not. They're not doing the Javi Baez dive bomb and everything.
That's right. So that's why.
Like Javi used to.
That's another reason why they're not drawing as many walks as you'd like.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Talk a lot of Tigers today. I want to switch gears a little bit coming up in the noon hour. Stoney and I had a discussion about something that I think everybody has gone through. Everyone has had this moment in their life where, like, really? You thought that was great? Huh. We'll talk about it next year. 97.1, The Ticket.